President Bush says Monday will be the final day for diplomatic efforts to pass a UN resolution that gives Iraq an ultimatum to disarm or face military action. Mr. Bush announced the deadline following a hastily arranged summit Sunday with key allies at an air base in the Portuguese Azores Islands. President Bush says Monday will be a moment of truth for the world.
Tomorrow is the day that we will determine whether or not diplomacy can work.
Standing side by side with the leaders of Britain and Spain and summit host Portugal, the president said Iraq's Saddam Hussein has defied international disarmament demands for far too long. He said there will be one last intense push for diplomacy, but made clear the window of opportunity is about to slam shut.
We'll be working the phones, and talking to our partners, and talking to those who may not clearly understand the objective, and we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
The image of this summit was a portrait of unity. One by one, the participants spoke of the need for the world to come together on Iraq. Their determination, tinged with frustration, was very evident in the words of British Prime Minister Tony Blair. He said there are some Security Council members who want no ultimatum and no authorization of the use of force, just more talk.
But the truth is that without a credible ultimatum authorizing force in the event of non-compliance, then more discussion is just more delay.
Technically, 9 votes on the 15-member council are needed to pass a resolution, but any of the 5 permanent members can cast a veto. France has threatened to do so in this case, prompting some tough words from President Bush. He was asked if, in the end, the measure will ever come up for a vote.
I was the guy that said they ought to vote, and one country voted. They showed their cards, I believe. It's an old Texas expression, show your cards when you're playing poker. France showed their cards. After I said what I said, they said they're going to veto anything that held Saddam to account.
Though no one said so directly, Prime Minister Blair hinted that the measure might be pulled. He said the Allies would act in the best interest of the United Nations, indicating they might forego a vote that would only deepen divisions in the world body. From Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar and the summit host, Portuguese Prime Minister José Durão Barroso, they were pleas for international unity. Mr. Durão Barroso called the Azores meeting the last chance for a political solution. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president at Lodges Field in the Azores Islands.